And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
The U.S. Supreme Court recently heard arguments in one of the most important cases to come before it in years. The issue is whether a bakery in Colorado can deny service to a same-sex couple looking to buy a wedding cake based on the owner's religious objection to same-sex marriage. Even a moment's reflection makes clear why the bakery owner's argument is bogus and would open a dangerous Pandora's box that could undermine a half century of established civil rights law. Think about it. If businesses that hold themselves open to the public can refuse service to people based on sexual orientation, where do we draw the line? What if a business owner holds religious objections to selling wedding cakes to interracial straight couples or, say, seating men and women together in a restaurant? By the Colorado baker's logic, such discrimination would be constitutional and perfectly legal. The bottom line, such a result would actually be a disaster. The First Amendment's guarantee of religious freedom is precious and vital, but interpreting that right as somehow legitimizing discrimination would be a perverse result. The court simply must turn away from such a dangerous and slippery slope. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.